This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, March 29, 2022, Montana reports 272,509 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 59 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 8 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 7 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 7 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 6 new cases in Valley County, Glasgow and the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 342. Currently, 32 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,246 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 977,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,900,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday authorized a second booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech and the Moderna coronavirus vaccines for adults aged 50 and older. People are eligible to get the additional dose 4 months after receiving their first booster. The FDA had already authorized a fourth shot for immunocompromised individuals. Both Pfizer and Moderna asked the FDA this month to authorize a second booster, saying that an additional booster is now needed because research shows protection from the initial booster wanes after a few months. The second booster dose may not be the same version of the shots currently in use. Regulators may transition to a variant-specific vaccine or one that targets more than one strain. Both Pfizer and Moderna are testing a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant. Moderna is also testing a shot that targets both the Delta and Omicron variants of the coronavirus. The share of people who've received their first booster remains low in the U.S., with fewer than 50% of those eligible for a booster having received one. The second booster recommendation comes as federal health officials gauge whether an extremely contagious Omicron subvariant, known as BA2, will become a substantial threat in the country as it spreads throughout Europe and other parts of the world. The BA2 subvariant accounts for about 55% of the new cases in the U.S. The Montana Little Shelled Tribe of Chippewa Indians has officially been transferred the management of Hell Creek State Park at Fort Peck Reservoir in northeastern Montana from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Little Shelled Tribe is operating under the auspices of the previous lessee, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, whose lease expires in April 2023. Although FWP had signed off on the changeover last year, it took longer for the Corps to approve the terms. The tribe takes over management of Hell Creek State Park after almost 60 years of state oversight. A new lease with the Little Shelled Tribe will be firmed up this fall. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for overseeing management of much of the land surrounding the vast Fort Peck Reservoir. Hell Creek, a 337-acre remote state park, is 40 miles north of Jordan in Garfield County. It has 71 campsites, 44 with electrical hookups. The park also has a new $700,000 water and sewer system, a fish cleaning station, boat ramp, RV dump station, showers and bathrooms, playgrounds, and a group picnic facility. 4 candidates are running for 2 open Bozeman School Board seats in the May 3rd election. Current trustees Tanya Reinhardt and Lisa Weaver have filed for re-election. 2 challengers, Lauren D. and Amber Jutka, have also filed to run. School board members are elected to 3-year terms. The school election is May 3rd and will be a mail-in ballot election with in-person voting available at the Gallatin County Courthouse. Ballots will be mailed out by the County Elections Office on April 15th and are due back by 8 p.m. on Election Day, May 3rd. People have until April 4th to register to vote by mail or email and can register in person at any time at the Elections Office. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.